All right, time for the window seat. Let's do this. So I'm going to bring in a guest for this morning who we haven't had on before. Solomon Ramafalor, who is a VIP senior consultant and also at travel.co.za. Of course, this whole thing is brought to you by travel.co.za. Solomon started his travel career at SAA Reservations, worked his way through the industry, collecting all kinds of awards and accolades en route to his current home at Tourvest Travel Services and travel.co.za. And he looks after the VIP leisure clients, the important ones, right? These are the big important ones.
Yes, 100%. I'm
not. Am I important?
Yeah, you are.
Wow. Okay, Solomon. Thank you.
Everybody's important at Travel to Cause. I mean, everybody that comes to my desk.
Cause is very important.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely.
So just tell me, like, because people always get, I would love to be in the travel industry. You know how it goes, right?
Really?
A lot of people say to me that is the job that they wish they had. They want to be in the world of travel. They want to know how it works. They know that there's a lot of hard work that goes on before you get to do the travel. But it's not easy to break into this. It's not easy to get a job in that environment. And you really have to know what you're doing.
No, absolutely. I will say, Gareth, I was very, very fortunate. I broke straight out of high school, and that's where I was picked up from. So, you know, I went straight into the SAA Reservations. It was run by a different company, which specializes in BPO. And, you know, that kind of founded my experience in the travel space, you know, from the airline background, obviously went into a bit of some travel technology and TMCs and holiday making now. So, you know, this is quite fun.
Well, it's not by mistake that we've decided to have you here this week, because the end of this month is Black Friday.
Absolutely.
So Black Friday, I know this is everybody's favorite time, because then they go, okay, well, there's some specials on, I've got to spend.
Mm.
Do you have any tips for us before we get into some Black Friday specials about what there is, what you should look out for, what you shouldn't be doing at this time?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I do have a list of do's and don'ts just in general in terms of Black Friday. So I've done quite a number of different Black Fridays, travel expos, and I know a lot of people, it's Black Friday, the big deals are going to be up, they just want to spend. That's the big thing.
Mm.
But always, my first tip is rather have an ideal destination and budget, you know, always. It's like, you know, you want to catch a Black Friday deal if it's like a bucket list destination or something you've always wanted to do, you know?
Okay.
Like, you know, I think that in most cases, and some of the popular destinations is what you want to look out for. But if it's a bucket list destination, something that you've always wanted to do, set a budget, plan around it. You know, chat to your travel companion.
In other words, don't just go online.
No, not at all.
And just go.
Don't wake up on Friday and be like, oh.
Like you and I were talking about. like Cooks and I were talking about our December plans. We're like, oh, well, we'll see what happens. Don't do that when it comes to spending money.
AKA, don't set it up like a Bacuzzi, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't just wake up one Saturday morning and decide, let's do this, right? So it really is important. The reason why I say that is, you know, you get such good deals, you know, time and again for Black Friday. You don't want to book just for the sake of FOMO. And, you know, if you do that quite often, you'll find yourself in a situation where now you can't travel, things have come up, now you have to make changes, you're paying for changes. And that's not the whole point. If you're booking a Black Friday deal, you want to book, pay that, and just look forward to the holiday. And you don't want to kind of have to keep making amendments and stuff. So, you know, that's kind of part of my do's and don'ts. I'll give you a couple more tips.
Just also, by the way, before you give us some more tips, just because you're paying for it on Black Friday doesn't mean it happens now.
Yeah.
You could be buying a Black Friday deal for like next year.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then it's something you've paid for. It's sitting there waiting for you.
Yeah.
It's like an investment almost. An investment in terms of you eventually getting that holiday that you deserve.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people have worked very hard this year.
It's been a long and hard year. Absolutely.
Give us some more of your tips.
I think a lot of people deserve holidays this year. And let's talk about this coming Black Friday, right? So let's talk about that, because it's practical. It's, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Sure.
And we want to find out, you know, people are probably asking, December's coming up and I want to go on holiday. Generally, a lot of your Black Friday deals are not going to be for, you know, December or for this coming December. They'll probably be for the next year. So,
got you.
Tip number one, of course, again, plan it, but plan for the next year. You know, kind of think about it.
Yeah, if you've got a baby on the way,
yes,
probably not a good idea. If you've just found out that your wife is pregnant, now is not the time to book that holiday for March next year.
Listen, I'd still say chat to us. Let's see what we can do in between that. Because we've sent a couple of people still on holiday, you know, pregnant. Because there are, you know, kind of, you know, rules to it. Only at a certain point, you can't travel if you're pregnant. So we can still make the exception and find out for you if everything is good. We can still send you and your wife on holiday. I mean,
Planet Boys trip.
Imagine going on holiday before you give birth. You know, it's like you've gone off, come back now, a lot more calm. Things are a bit more relaxed.
Maybe.
And the strain comes off of you.
I've never given birth, so I don't know.
As a father.
Have you cooked ever?
Not yet.
No, okay. We're just checking.
So that's one thing that you need to think about. I mean, December holidays, you'll probably find a couple of deals come up here and there. Once again, don't book out of FOMO because then you'll find yourself in a bit of a nickel.
Yeah.
For December holidays, just in general, prices are a lot more than the rest of the year. So if you do get a deal that's a Black Friday deal for December, do understand that it's not the best deal.
Yeah.
All right? It is a good deal because of the rates that December normally carries, but it's not the best deal. So think about whether it's worth going on that particular trip in December or put your money away and go during the year. So what a Thailand holiday would cost you, for example, in December as opposed to traveling in May or June
is
probably three times more in December.
Three times?
Yeah, absolutely. So you could get flights for like 11, 12,000 rand to Thailand in May, June, July.
Okay.
But if you switch that to December, I've seen now recently fares going from 24,000 rand to 30,000 rand.
So is it because of demand?
Because of demand, more
people on holiday, more people can go.
Yeah, absolutely. So flights fill up quite quick. We've got some of the popular partners that we deal with quite a lot. And you know the popular carriers that normally fly. Qatar is one of our big partners, of course. Emirates is one of our big partners. So those are like popular airlines where, you know, they've got so much reach in terms of the routes that they travel. And so everybody wants to be on that airline. Everybody wants to be on there because there's comfort. You know, there is this status thing. You know, we are a country that loves fashion. So I want to be on Emirates. I want to be seen landing in Dubai. You know, I want to be seen traveling in style. You know, so that's kind of what Emirates and Qatar has done for South Africa. It's given us a lot of style and this, I guess, flamboyant feel to travel in general.
Sure, absolutely.
So I think back to again, plan it very well. You know, if you wanna travel, plan it very well because you can get a lot of value for your money. It just depends when you're traveling. You know, 30,000 rand can get you a holiday in December and can get you a holiday in May. But what are you booking? You know, where are you going? And you know, the rates in December, like I said, are a whole lot more than
what
you'll get.
I'm wondering
in June
about
or July.
You and your job because you're the VIP leisure travel consultant.
Correct.
You have to help these people who didn't think about it and didn't plan it.
Absolutely.
So they call, then they call you and they're like, oh, Solomon, I need you to help me. I've made a terrible mistake. What's the worst case scenario? Is that someone loses all their money on these things? Does that happen often?
No, it doesn't actually
really
happen
bad
very
planning?
Often. I don't. I mean, what we've adopted in our side is we've adopted a sales process which comes down to qualifying a client. So when you come and sit in front of us, we're not going to just book your holiday. It's not just, oh, you want to go to Mauritius? Let's book your holiday. It's more qualifying you, you know, trying to find out what's your budget? Where do you want to go? You know, when do you want to go? Who are you traveling with? What's your style, you know, in terms of accommodation? Do you go three-star, four-star, five-star?
You sort of force them to think about it and
exactly.
not just make a spur of the moment decision.
Spot on. I'll give you a typical example. Every so often, if somebody comes to me and says, I want to go to Mauritius, I say, what's your budget? And I go, oh, no budget. Because generally you don't know what the price is, right? And you say, no budget. But I've booked people to Mauritius at 150,000 rand per person who stayed for 7 nights. Then I've booked somebody else for 25,000 rand a stay for 7 nights.
Yeah.
So if you really say you don't have a budget, you can see the vast difference, right? So we get down into those factors, right? So when I'm asking you these questions, you know, what are you traveling? You're traveling economy or business class? What type of style would you prefer? It starts triggering, you know, certain responses that then has me going, okay, it sounds like 30,000 rand would be good for you. What do you think? Then you've got a position where you're sitting in a space to say, approved, yes, happy, I can pay 30,000 rand. Or I can pay a little bit more. Or no, 30,000 rand is too much for me. So that helps us kind of cater not just your holiday, but your destination even.
Yeah.
Because you could be thinking Mauritius, right? But your budget is only 12,000 rand per person. And I'll go, maybe Mauritius is not a great idea at the moment or the dates that you're looking at traveling.
Can we try
Zanzibar? It's still an island holiday. It's in the Indian Ocean. It gives you the same feel as almost Mauritius, but you know it's not Mauritius.
Yeah.
Would you love that?
Where's your favorite holiday, Ben? Because you've traveled a bit.
Yeah, I went to Mauritius. one of our partners is Beachcomber. So I went to Mauritius and I stayed at Beachcomber Shandrani, an all-inclusive package there. and all inclusive is all inclusive.
That's the Puza package.
So yeah. Unfortunately, guys, unfortunately, I stopped drinking in October last year.
Oh,
my last drink was the World Cup final.
Good final. It's a good race.
Absolutely ham.
Wow.
So I stopped drinking, and I felt like there was a little bit of a waste, but you know, I'll make up for it. So hopefully, sometime in the future.
You've taken the wind out of my sails. It's like someone who works at Tourvest and doesn't drink. I'm just going to have to process this.
And all-inclusive resorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. It's a very tough world to be working at Tourvest and not
you
drinking.
Imposed this rule on yourself.
I did. It's a little bit of a challenge. You know, I've gone on a series of personal development plans that I've been playing around with to try and challenge myself. So that's one of the things. So it is a bit of a crazy time to implement it, but why not? You know, a little bit of discipline wouldn't hurt. So
100%.
Percy says, have you ever gone, ha ha, 12K, maybe you should look at Port Elizabeth.
No. I mean, we don't discourage travel at all.
Like, well, how about Quebec? Yeah. Are you interested in that? That could be quite nice.
To be fair, like, if I was going there, Elizabeth, I'd be gutty. Like, hey, listen, I've got this trip. I just really want to go to. So let's be like, maybe, let's think Garden Route. Okay.
Oh, we can get you a room in Wilderness.
Yeah.
No. I've had some really ridiculous ones. Like, you get I want to take my family out in December. It's September. I want to take my family to a resort in December. There's 18 of us. Sure. And what's your budget? Like 30,000 rand. And I'll go,
You can go to Halisburg in a Bacuzzi.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. Maybe we might have to try and get a 20 times something, you know? Yeah,
I can accommodate one person. Like, the other 17 is going to be...
No, definitely. I don't know what definitely.
You guys are going to do. Just show me which of your children you're going to leave at home.
Yeah.
The list
definitely.
Is going to be long.
Definitely.
Okay, so...
That's just about some of the do's and don'ts, but preferably kind of plan. You know, plan to the T as much as you can. You know,
sure.
Try and find out and get information. Chat to your travel companion, because when you book a Black Friday deal, you kind of want to be locked in.
Yeah.
That is the big part of it. You want to be locked in, and you want to know it's all done, and that's about it. And also, you know, Gareth, travel is back. Don't think that, you know, I have to put down 20 grand and book this holiday. Come through to us, chat to us, let us give you tips on how you can put down a deposit, you know, put down some part of it and you know, pay off the rest. I've just had a friend that's booked a Maldives package.
Yeah.
They paid 106,000 rand, two of them, but they didn't pay that in full. They've literally paid it off over this year, and they're traveling in February next year.
Oh, heck.
Seven nights, Maldives.
Well, these are the deposits, 106. I'm like, yo, who's
your friend? No.
And if you're friends with a person.
Yeah, that's
a lot of
money.
If you're depositing 106,000 rand, then why are you even traveling on that expensive holiday?
Sure. So,
trip around the world.
Yeah. So I also wanted to just, you know, kind of touch on a couple of popular destinations. Maybe
go
if
on,
I could
let's
just
do it.
Quickly.
Yeah, some of these might be Black Friday specials
on
travel.co.za.
Exactly. So some of our partners will probably be dropping specials for Black Friday, and some of the popular destinations. I mean, I'm going to start off on the other end of the world. Okay. Far East Asia is a big destination. Bali's, your Thailand, your Singapore's even, and probably touring of Japan. Japan has come up as a destination, very, very big. So if you want something a little bit outside the ordinary, and you've done, you know, quite a bit of the city holidays, beach holidays, and you want something a bit different, Japan is a good destination. So keep a note on that. And then Europe is still a big destination. You know every summer in Europe is popular. Mm. People are always there.
But winter?
People like Europe, going to winter is good in Europe, but it's more like your ski holidays. A lot of people do skiing in winter, or they'll do like the Northern Lights expedition, you know?
Right.
That's something that is like, you're there for the Northern Lights, really. Mm-hmm. You know? But it is a bit of a pricey holiday, I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
So plan for that if you're going to do something like that. And it needs to be something that you really want to go see the Northern Lights. You're not going to just travel there for nothing, you know? And we've got ways to work it around where one of our partners has a guarantee for the Northern Lights. So you travel and they'll guarantee that you'll see the Northern Lights. There's a way that they do it. So no, they don't make them happen.
some guy sitting there with lights, yeah. Trying to arrange
with lasers up in the sky. Yeah. No. So they've got a way that they do it where you do a cruise, and it's better when you're cruising because you're out of the city and you're on the waters, and there's not much pollution of light into the sky. So they will guarantee that you see the Northern Lights.
That's cool.
That's pretty nice. So and of course ski holidays, but Europe summer is big. And touring is big, cruising is big for your travel in summer for yeah. Europe, and yeah, it's a vibey destination over that period. You can obviously couple that with the North America. They summer as well. It's a good time to be there as well. They go quite wild, when they're there. And then of course for us Africans or South Africans, Indian Ocean islands are popular, sure. popular destinations. And in no particular order, but I would rate them, based on budget, Zanzibar, Mauritius, Seychelles, Maldives. And that's kind of the thought process. Your Mozambique does fall into that as well. It does fall part of that. But you can kind of couple, put in the same line Zanzibar and Mozambique there. There is some very, very nice parts of Mozambique that you can go see. And talking about Mozambique, there is a travel warning that's out there.
Yeah, of course, right at the moment. There's a whole lot of unrest going on.
Sure. We do have like a split, 30-30-30. Some people still say we want to go. Some people say we're not going. Some people say we'll play by ear. So,
okay.
Just be very, very careful with Mozambique at the moment. And I want to touch on a tip right at the end. So just remind me before I finish that. And then the last destination, which is also a very, very popular destination, Torvest is very big on it. We've got tourist-owned companies in that area is Victoria Falls. I've just been there in April last year.
That's magic.
Listen, it's a beautiful experience. Oof. And it's in Africa, so go see it. Just be there. I think you've been there.
Yeah, and it's not far, man. I mean, you get in a plane and you can be there in an hour and a half.
Absolutely.
And so nothing on Equatorial Guinea?
I'm not specializing in the area at the moment. Sorry.
There's a guy called Tabo in the comments who's
I think Tabo could help you there.
Tabo, let us know if there's any specials on.
Right. Okay, so the last thing you wanted to say?
So the last tip is, in this day and age, I mean, obviously people might still be like a bit cautious around travel. COVID happened, and how do we travel and how do we make sure that we still, kind of covered and all good, travel insurance. Yeah. Travel insurance is a big thing. You asked me at the beginning of our talk now, worst case scenario, do people lose all of their money or does it ever happen? Travel insurance is very important. You take travel insurance, medical situations, if you're international, they cover that, to a point where if you get hospitalized, you don't even need to call them to authorize anything.
And you don't want to worry about that.
100%. Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, even small things, something like lost luggage. You got your Gucci glasses and they get stolen out of the bag. Stuff like that.
It's comparatively, I mean, depends who you go to, obviously, but it's comparatively cheap. And to not have it and then something goes wrong, disaster.
So
I'm glad you brought that up.
100%.
Just saw Azalea says here in the comments, she said she just had to cancel a December holiday trip to Mozambique. They were gracious enough to refund us.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Japan is in demand. They devalued their currency. Donna says, my next destination is Turkey. Oof. If you want to ski or snowboard, go to Japan, says Bitcoin Boots. Okay, lots and lots of suggestions, but thank you. Thanks,
absolutely.
Solomon. Very good to
and
see you, dude.
If they want to get in touch with us, travel.co.za.
There we go.
We are a Torvest company, so we Very are good. Owned by Torvest and operating under the Torvest umbrella. I'm going to drop my email. I'm going to be very, very, very bold.
It's okay, Solomon. That's brave of you. Let's go.
At travel.co.za.
Just say it again.
At Solomon. Ramafalo at travel.co.za and the contact number is 011-790-0101 I'll say it again, 011-790-0101. Reach out to us anytime.
Cool.
Really, and we'll make your holiday happen,
This man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
and,
it's my holiday now.
Yeah. So from now you're a VIP leisure travel. But just speak to Solomon. Don't waste your time. Hello? Could I speak to a consultant? Hello, I want to speak to Solomon.
Yes, please.
All right. This is very, very good. Go to travel.co.za. Like Solomon says, and it's all very good advice, plan the thing properly. Don't get on the phone with him and go, all right, so what are the options? Because he's got a million options, you heard.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
yeah,
the man is there to help you. And if you want to know more, go to travel.co.za. Thank you so much, Solomon.
No problem. And I'm looking forward to you two gents booking holidays with me.
Yeah, 100%. No,
we don't even know what we're doing in December. And that's like around the corner.
Next year, I need to book one.
Come soon. Yeah.
Maybe we should plan far enough in advance.
Yeah.
Get our shit together for a change. Instead of just waiting for the next Bakuzi.
Yeah, 100%. I'm due an overseas trip.
The one that James is organizing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm due a good overseas trip again.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
I love these suggestions too. I mean, the idea of Japan has always been a really exciting one, I think. And it is, of course, it's an expensive place and it's far away, but if you really are curious about that country, I think that's a good place to go and put on your bucket list.
Absolutely.
All right. Very good advice all the way from Solomon.